This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, November 9th. Well, the cattle market is off amid uncertainty in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cash trade has been very, very slow after the election, nothing doing really, and the futures have slipped now that it's over, and it kind of is confirming the sell-off that started on Monday. It has a few of the traders concerned that there just isn't anything to short up here. That sharp drop in the boxed beef sales, I think, is also weighing heavy on these markets right now, and there just isn't a lot of participation. I expect that when we get a lot more traders to step back into the market, that it will short up and we'll get a few bargain hunters stepping in. The feeders were also down, and that's because most of the sales were really lower, and that's bringing everything down. There is some worry that there's going to be some of the demand is going to decline earlier than they expected.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.5 at 507.25. December corn was down 1.25 at 373.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 630. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 5, ranging from 637.25 to 655.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 0.75 point, ranging from 680 to 690. Live cattle for December was up 45 cents at 116.60. November feeder cattle were up 0.25 at 150.10. And November Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 14.44.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.